Baha'u'llah was the teacher and the founder of the Baha'i faith. He and his teachings are believed to be prophesied in Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Hinduism, and other religions. Baha'u'llah was born in 1817 in Tehran, Persia, in present-day Iran. The word Baha means glory or splendor. The Baha'i faith rests on three core principles: unity of God, unity of religion, and unity of humankind. Approximately 7 million people today in over 200 countries adhere to the Baha'i faith. Their scriptures are translated into 800 languages, and their houses of worship in just about every corner of the world. Baha'i principles envision an ideal society. They are gender equality, elimination of all forms prejudice, whether religious, racial, class, or national, harmony of religion and science, universal opportunity of education for all, a universal auxiliary language, which all humanity can use to cooperate quickly with one another, a judicious world government, and the elimination of extremes wealth and poverty. Many people, like the Baha'i followers, see a noble society as a real goal to be pursued in everyday life. Today we present the sage wisdom of Baha'u'llah with an excerpt from the holy book, Kitab-e-Aqdas. In the name of Him who is the supreme ruler over all that hath been and all that is to be.
The first duty prescribed by God for His servants is the recognition of Him who is the dayspring of His revelation and the fountain of His laws, who representeth the Godhead in both the kingdom of His cause and the world of creation. Whoso achieveth this duty hath attained unto all good, and whoso is deprived thereof hath gone astray, though he be the author of every righteous deed. It behoveth everyone who reacheth this most sublime station, this summit of transcendent glory, to observe every ordinance of Him who is the desire of the world. These twin duties are inseparable. Neither is acceptable without the other. Thus hath it been decreed by Him who is the source of divine inspiration.
They whom God hath endued with insight will readily recognize that the precepts laid down by God constitute the highest means for the maintenance of order in the world and the security of its peoples. He that turneth away from them is accounted among the abject and foolish. We verily have commanded you to refuse the dictates of your evil passions and corrupt 20 desires, and not to transgress the bound which the pen of the Most High hath fixed. For these are the breath of life unto all created things. The seas of divine wisdom and divine utterance have risen under the breath of the breeze of the All-Merciful. Hasten to drink your fill, O men of understanding, they that have violated the covenant of God by breaking His commandments and have turned back on their heels. These have erred grievously in the sight of God, the All-Possessing, the Most High.
O ye peoples of the world, know assuredly that my commandments are the lamps of my loving providence among my servants, and the keys of my mercy for my creatures. Thus hath it been sent down from the heaven of the will of your Lord, the Lord of revelation. Were any man to taste the sweetness of the words which the lips of the All-Merciful have willed to utter, he would, though the treasures of the earth be in his possession, renounce them one and all, that he might vindicate the truth of even one of his commandments, shining above the dayspring of his bountiful care and loving kindness.
Say, from my laws the sweet-smelling savoir of my garment can be smelled, and by their aid the standards of victory will be planted upon the highest peaks. The tongue of my power hath, from the heaven of my omnipotent glory, addressed to my creation these words: observe my commandments for the love of my beauty. Happy is the lover that hath inhaled the divine fragrance of his best beloved from these words, laden with the perfume of grace which no tongue can describe. By my life, he who hath drunk the choice nectar of fairness from the hands of my bountiful favor will circle around my commandments that shine above the dayspring of my creation.
Think not that we have revealed unto you a mere code of laws. Nay, rather, we have unsealed the choice nectar with the fingers of might and power. To this beareth witness that which the pen of revelation hath revealed. Meditate upon this, O men of insight.
We have enjoined obligatory prayer upon you with 9 rak'ahs to be offered at noon and in the morning and evening unto God, the reliever of verses. We have relieved you of a greater number as a command in the Book of God. He, verily, is the ordainer, the omnipotent, the unrestrained. When ye desire to perform this prayer, turn ye towards the court of my most holy presence. This hallowed spot that God hath made, the center round which circle the concourse on high, and which he hath decreed to be the point of adoration for the denizens of the cities of eternity, and all the source of command unto all that are in heaven and on earth. And when the Sun of Truth and Utterance shall set, turn your faces towards the spot that we have ordained for you. He verily is Almighty and Omniscient.
Everything that is hath come to be through his irresistible decree. Whenever my laws appear like the sun in the heaven of mine utterance, they must be faithfully obeyed by all, though my decree be such as to cause the heaven of every religion to be cleft asunder. He doeth what he pleaseth, he chooseth, and none may question his choice. Whatsoever he the well-beloved ordaineth, the same is verily beloved. To this he who is the Lord of all creation beareth me witness. Whoso hath inhaled the sweet fragrance of the All-Merciful and recognized the source of this utterance will welcome with his own eyes the shafts of the enemy, that he may establish the truth of the laws of God amongst men. Well is it with him that hath turned thereunto and apprehended the meaning of his decisive decree.
We have set forth the details of obligatory prayer in another tablet. Blessed is he who observeth that whereunto he hath been bidden by him who ruleth over all mankind. In the prayer for the dead 6 specific passages have been sent down by God, the revealer of verses. Let one who is able to read recite that which hath been revealed to precede these passages. And as for him who is unable, God has relieved him from this requirement. He, of a truth, is the mighty, the pardoner.
We have commanded you to pray and fast from the beginning of maturity. This is ordained by God, your Lord, and the Lord of your forefathers. He hath exempted from this those who are weak from illness or age, as a bounty from his presence, and he is the forgiving, the generous. God hath granted you leave to prostrate yourselves on any service that is clean, for we have removed in this regard the limitation that has been laid down in the book. God indeed hath knowledge of that whereof ye know not. Let him that findeth no water for ablution repeat 5 times the words, In the name of God, the most pure, the most pure, and then proceed to his devotions. Such is the command of the Lord of all worlds. In regions where the days and nights grow long, let times of prayer be gauged by clocks and other instruments that mark the passage of the hours. He verily is the expounder, the wise.
We have absolved you from the requirement of performing the prayer of the signs. On the appearance of fearful natural events, call ye to mind the might and majesty of your Lord, he who heareth and seeth all, and say, Dominion is God's, the Lord of the seen and the unseen, the Lord of creation.
It hath been ordained that obligatory prayer is to be performed by each of you individually. Save in the prayer for the dead, the practice of congregational prayer hath been annulled. He of a truth is the ordainer, the all-wise.
God hath exempted women who are in their courses from obligatory prayer and fasting. Let them, instead, after performance of their ablutions, give praise unto God, repeating 95 times between the noon of one day and the next, Glorified be God, the Lord of splendor and beauty. Thus hath it been, read in the book, If ye be of them that comprehend.
When traveling, if ye should stop and rest in some safe spot, perform ye, men and women alike, a single prostration in place of each unsaid obligatory prayer. And while prostrating, say, Glorified be God, the Lord of might and majesty, of grace and bounty. Whoso is unable to do this, let him say only, Glorified be God. This shall assuredly suffice him. He is, of a truth, the all-sufficing, the ever-abiding, the forgiving, compassionate God. Upon completing your prostrations, seat yourself cross-legged, men and women alike, and 18 times repeat, Glorified be God, the Lord of the kingdoms of earth and heaven. Thus doth the Lord make plain the ways of truth and guidance, ways that lead to one way, which is this straight path. Render thanks unto God for this most gracious favor. Offer praise unto Him for this bounty that hath encompassed the heavens and the earth. Extol Him for this mercy that hath pervaded all creation.
Say, God hath made my hidden love the key to the treasure. Would that ye might perceive it. But for the key, the treasure would to all eternity have remained concealed. Would that ye might believe it. Say, this is the source of revelation, the dawning place of splendor, whose brightness hath illumined the horizon of the world. Would that ye might understand. This is, verily, that fixed decree through which every irrevocable decree hath been established.
Of Allah, ey bandiye haq.
O pen of the Most High, say, O people of the world, we have enjoined upon you fasting during a brief period, and at its close have designated for you Nowruz as a feast. Thus hath the day star of utterance shone forth above the horizon of the book, as decreed by Him who is the Lord of the beginning and the end. Let the days in excess of the months be placed before the month of fasting. We have ordained that these, amid all nights and days, shall be the manifestations of the letter Ha, and thus they have not been bounded by the limits of the year and its months. It behoveth the people of Baha, throughout these days, to provide good cheer for themselves, their kindred, and beyond them, the poor and needy, and with joy and exultation to hail and glorify their Lord, to sing His praise and magnify His name. And when they end, these days of giving that precede the season of restraint, let them enter upon the fast. Thus hath it been ordained by Him who is the Lord of all mankind. The traveler, the ailing, those who are with child or giving suck, are not bound by the fast. They have been exempted by God as a token of His grace. He, verily, is the Almighty, the Most Generous.
These are the ordinances of God that have been sent down in the books and tablets by His most exalted pen. Hold ye fast unto His statutes and commandments, and be not one of those who, following their idle fancies and vain imaginings, have clung to the standards fixed by their own selves, and cast behind their backs the standards laid down by God. Abstain from food and drink from sunrise to sundown, and beware lest desire deprive you from this grace that is appointed in the book.
It hath been ordained that every believer in God, the Lord of judgment, shall each day, having washed his hands and then his face, seat himself, and turning unto God, repeat, Allahu Abha, 95 times. Such was the decree of the Maker of the heavens when, with majesty and power, He established Himself upon the thrones of His names. Perform ye, likewise, ablutions for the obligatory prayer. This is the command of God, the incomparable, the unrestrained.
Ye have been forbidden to commit murder or adultery, or to engage in backbiting or calumny. Shun ye, then, what hath been prohibited in the holy books and tablets. Thank you for joining us today for Between Master and Disciples here on Supreme Master Television. May the providence endow your life with nobility, love, and peace.